Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 14 in your syllabus, that is The Road Not Taken. This poem is written by Robert Frost. In the poem, The Road Not Taken symbolizes our life. The poet says that the part that we don't choose in our life is the road not taken. He describes his feelings about that choice that he had left in the past. The path which we have chosen decides our future, our destination. The important message that the poet wants to give is that the choice that we make has an impact on our future. And if we make a wrong choice, we regret it but cannot go back on it. So we must be wise while making choices. The road not taken begins with a dilemma, as many fairy tales do. Out walking, the speaker comes to a fork in the road and has to decide which path to follow. Learners, let's go through the poem once. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry, I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. So I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way. I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. Learners, let's go through the analysis of these stanzas. Lines 1 and 2. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry, I could not travel both. The poet, while travelling on foot in the woods, reaches a junction where the two roads diverge. Immediately, he realizes that as a traveller, travelling both the roads is impossible. Here, two roads are meant two ways of life. The woods are yellow, which means that it probably falls, and the leaves are turning yellow. The yellow leaves suggest that the poem is set in autumn, perhaps in a section of woods filled mostly with alder or birch trees. Learners, let's go through lines 3 and 5. And be one traveller, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. As it is impossible to travel both the roads, the poet stands there trying to choose which path he is going to take. However, the poet wants to go down both paths and is thinking about it hard. He is staring down one road, trying to see where it goes. The small plants and greenery of the woods block his view. The speaker briefly imagines his choices, wishing he could travel both and be one of those travelers. The first stanza also mirrors his desire for traveling both the roads at once. Learners, let's go through lines 6 and 8. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. The phrase means something like as just as it is fair, as in proper and righteous and equal. The poet decides to check the other path because he found the other road to be less travelled and grassy one. Learners, let's go through lines 9 and 10. Though, as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. After travelling through the road, he found that both the roads are equally travelled. First, he found the first road to be the more travelled one, But then he says that both the roads to be equally travelled. Lines 11 and 12. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Here again the poet found both the paths looking same. Perhaps he goes in the flashback. It was tough for him to recognize the real road, as in the morning he was the first person to walk on the road. He couldn't decide the right path, as no step had smashed the leaves on the roads to allow him to go for the right one. Learners, let's go through lines 13 to 15. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. The poet here saves the first road for another day. He knows how way leads to another and then another until you end up very far from where you started. The poet here saves the first road for another day. Then in the third line, he doesn't think he will ever be able to come back and take the other path as much as he wishes he could. Line 16. I shall be telling this with a sigh. This line is the example of the poet's failure in choosing the right path. The word sigh reflects that he is disappointed with the decision. Lines 17 to 19. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by. He accepts the fact that he is a failure in taking the right decision. Perhaps he chose the less travelled road. Line 20. And that has made all the difference. The poet took the part that no one else did. And that is what has made the difference in his life and made him successful. However, a difference could mean success or utter failure. In the fourth stanza, we can see that the poet was talking about his past life, talking about nostalgia, talking about the two roads and the decision he made to choose the right road. He is talking about this happily. From the last stanza, we can see that Robert Frost took the road which was less travelled by. From the last line of the stanza, it also seems that the poet may be happy for what road and path he chooses, and that has made all the difference with others and in his life. The poem, The Road Not Taken, is made with a rhyme scheme of AP, AAP. The poet in this poem decided to seize the day and express himself as an individual by choosing the road that was less travelled by. Moreover, the narrator's decision to choose the less travelled path shows his courage in terms of the beauty. Both paths are equally fair. The poet also distinguishes the paths from one another after he has already selected one and travelled on it for so many years throughout his life. The Road Not Taken is Robert Frost's most beloved poems. Learners, let's go through some themes mentioned in the poem. The Road Not Taken centres on the concept of choice. The path that the speaker is walking on is splitting into two directions, and he has to decide which way to go. This path is not just in the woods, but also represents a decision in his life. Something in his life is changing, forcing him to make a choice. Yet, he has a really hard time deciding. One moment he thinks one way is better, the next both paths are about the same. Whether or not he has a reason why the choice he makes is better, he has to make it, and the choice changes his life. Next theme is dreams, hopes and plans. Choices like the choice, the road not taken, are linked to the future. The poet of this poem realizes that his choice of path will change his life. But the tricky part about the nature of the future is that the speaker won't know how his decision will change his life until it has already changed it. The speaker thinks of his lost opportunities as his choice, takes him into one future and leaves other behind. The poet is attracted to the path that might be less traveled. So the theme of exploration has also been mentioned in the poem. Okay, the poet is attracted to a path that might be less traveled, which suggests that he likes to go where few people have gone before. The road not taken embraces exploration, suggesting that the only way to see what's beyond the bend in the road is to keep walking. Learners, go through the poem, recite the poem on your own, go through the back questions and the worksheets available on the NIOS website. I hope you have understood the lesson and can pursue it further. Thank you, learners.